Hello, this is Father Michael Pekosik, parochial vicar at St. Albert the Great and friend of The Rock, where you can always find rock-solid truth for the Catholic life. Today is the memorial of St. Joseph the Worker, the Church's sanctoral day that celebrates the cause of workers. Human labor has long been upheld as one form of participation in the creative work of God. From the very beginning, God invited Adam to take charge of the Garden of Eden, to cultivate and care for it. Thus, there is inherent dignity to labor and the work critical to human life. Pope St. John Paul II, who was no stranger to physical labor, working several years in a stone quarry and a chemical plant in order to remain in occupied Poland, said during his papacy, "The Church considers it her task always to call attention to the dignity and rights of those who work, to condemn situations in which that dignity and those rights are violated, and to help ensure authentic progress by man and society. In so doing, the Church points us to St. Joseph, from whom Scripture and tradition record no complaints about giving of himself as a laborer to provide for the Holy Family or to be attentive to the domestic needs of Jesus and Mary. What a holy and inspiring example. It can oftentimes be easy for us to lose sight of the importance of our domestic chores or the fruitful work of the trades or of being a service provider. The routine can be numbing, but there is great dignity in such work. We have to be attentive to the fact that it is not a mere drudgery or the absence of something greater in life, but is the tangible hand of God serving the needs of others. The dignity of essential work is greater, holier, than idle greatness. God bless you, and have a wonderful week. St. Joseph, model of workers, pray for us."